call this meeting order. This is a very important measure. Okay.
Now we have a quorum.
Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Hertzberg.
Here.
Hertzberg here. Stone. Allen. Allen here. Atkins. Atkins here. Hueso. Hueso here. Jackson. Jackson here. Monning.
Here.
Monning here. Stern. Vidak.
Got a quorum. File item number one, Assembly Joint Resolution 15. Present your case.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and members. AJR 15 expresses the support of the legislature to honor and protect integrity of all of the 22 national monuments in California. Nationally, these sites have formally designated over the past 111 years by 8 Republican and 8 Democrat presidents. National monuments designations help protect our cultural, historical, and Native American sacred sites. They keep our water and our air clean, and they create jobs and stimulate local tourism in rural parts of our country and state where employment opportunities are scarce. Recently, the federal government announced a review of many of the nation's established monuments, including 7 here in California. AJR 15 simply lets California know that here in California, we see no need to roll back the clock on preserving our public lands. In my district, the Berryessa Snow Mountain National Monument was officially designated in 2015 after years of input from environmentalists, tribes, local officials, and agricultural and business communities. These sites are economic drivers in their regions and a source of pride for the surrounding communities. Our federal government's limited resources would be much better spent protecting these lands than reviewing their status. Members, I ask for your aye vote for this important resolution. With me to speak in support, I have principal co-authors Senator Bill Dodd and Kim Delfino from the Defenders of Wildlife. Thank you.
Senator Dodd.
Mr. Chairman and members, I'm pleased to join Assemblymember Aguiar Curry in authoring AJR 15. Since 1996, the Antiquities Act has enjoyed bipartisan support. 22 national monuments have been designated here in California alone. These monuments provide local economic benefits and diverse outdoor recreation opportunities for hikers, hunters, campers, anglers, mountain bikers, and many others. Outdoor recreation generates more than $85 billion annually and more than 730,000 jobs in the state of California. In 2015, I authored AJR 4, memorializing the President of the United States to declare Berryessa Snow Mountain region a national monument, which I might add President Obama did in my presence in the Oval Office later that year. The Berryessa Snow Mountain District National Monument, which is located in my district as well, is a popular destination for outdoor enthusiasts and was widely supported by all interests. There was no opposition to making this a national monument. I respectfully ask for your aye vote and thank you for your time and attention today.
Board.
Good afternoon, Chairman Hertzberg and members of the committee. My name is Kim Delfino. I'm the California Program Director for Defenders of Wildlife. We're a national organization based in Washington, D.C. We have 1 million members nationwide, and 140,000 of which are here in California. Before I take a minute about why you should be voting for Assembly Joint Resolution 15 and why it's important to support our national monuments, I want to take a minute to thank Assemblywoman Aguilar Curry, Senator Dodd, Assemblymember Wood, and Senator McGuire for championing the important effort. Defenders of Wildlife has worked on several campaigns to designate national monuments in California. The Berryessa Snow Mountain was just one of them. We also worked on the desert monuments. National monuments are special places and are designated on federal public lands because they hold unique and irreplaceable historical, cultural, ecological, and economic value. Despite what some may think, national monument designation is not something that happens in a back room in Washington, D.C. These areas are designated only after years of community-based organizing, an extensive effort to detail the specific historical, cultural, and ecological values that make these areas meet the strict criteria for monument designation, and a broad and deep public outreach effort. In fact, after monument designation, the intense collaboration only continues with monument management planning, which involves all stakeholders, and particularly the local communities. In my experience, national monuments provide the best and most inclusive opportunity for public engagement in how public lands are managed. In fact, frankly, better than even the federal land management, the regular federal land management processes. As you've already heard, Berryessa Snow Mountain National Monument was designated in 2015 and had extensive, broad, and diverse support. This monument is located directly west of us in the Intercoast Range. It's the best place in the world to see and understand plate tectonics. It's at the intersection of the diversity of plants in the Bay Area and the Klamath Siskiyou region. And it has Native American cultural history that is extremely rich with 12,000 years of history. The Mojave Trails Monument, another one, was designated just in 2016. This features the most intact stretch of Route 66, a significant feature in the history of California and the American West. It also has the lands that link the Joshua Tree National Park and the Mojave Preserve. And it has incredible historic or archaeological and scientific wonders, including the Marble Mountain fossil beds, which hold 550 million-year-old trilobite fossils. These national monuments are important and should be supported. These places are there to reconnect with nature and to recreate, and 70% of California's water flows from these lands. For these reasons, I request your aye vote for Assembly Joint Resolution 15 to tell the federal officials that California's legislature supports our public lands, our Antiquities Act, and our national monuments. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Others in support? Now you go first.
Julia Kingsley, representing the Natural Resources Defense Council, in strong support. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Alfredo Redondo, on behalf of the Environmental Defense Fund, the Mojave Desert Land Trust, the Peninsula Open Space Trust, as well as Trout Unlimited, in strong support.
Thank you.
Eddie Moreno, on behalf of Sierra Club, California, in support.
Thank you, Mr. Moreno.
Rico Mastrodonato with the Trust for Public Land, in support.
Thank you, Rico.
Mark Carlson, Lutheran Office of Public Policy, in support. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Betsy Rife Snyder with the Mono Lake Committee, in support. Thank you.
Bob Schneider with Tuliomi, a conservation group based in Woodland. We work on the Berryessa Snow Mountain campaign, and we're strongly in support. And I can't help adding, because you have this wonderful photo of Yosemite, that local Sacramento resident Alex Honnold actually free soloed that face on Saturday.
Wow. Thank you.
I don't have as cool of a story, but Gemma Wallen, on behalf of the Big Sur Land Trust, the Bolsa Chica Land Trust, Save the Redwoods League, and California Relief, in support.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. Jennifer Fearing, on behalf of the Humane Society of the United States, in support.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Good afternoon. Lucas Ferricks, on behalf of the Nature Conservancy, in strong support.
Thank you very much.
Lynn Collins with the Mountain Lion Foundation, in support.
Thank you so much.
Good afternoon, Michelle Reyes, on behalf of the California State Parks Foundation and the California Travel Association, in support. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Reyes.
Juan Altamirano, on behalf of Audubon California, in support.
Thank you, sir. Any opposition to this measure? Questions from the members? Bill has been moved. Any other questions? Is this your first presentation before a Senate committee?
Yes, it is.
Let me direct your attention to page 3 of your measure. And line 1 through 3, and it talks about outdoor recreation generates $85 billion in annual consumer spending, over 730,000 jobs in the state of California, where approximately $6 billion in state and local revenue. How do you make that determination? Where'd you get that data?
A lot of counting, one by one, as they come through the park system.
Yeah, I'm going to follow up. That was a good answer. So we got a big problem with all these monuments, with all these trees, these dead trees. Tell me what your thinking is in that regard. I mean, you've got all these monuments and you want to protect these. Why didn't you talk about all the issues of dead trees in these monuments? And the challenge it faces to California.
And that is a big challenge. So actually, we have a bill that's going to be coming over to you from the Assembly. There's about 1 million trees that they have bark beetle, and they're starting to die, and a lot of methane are coming off of those trees. So you'll be seeing a bill coming over relatively soon to deal with that particular issue.
And also fire hazards as well.
Fire hazards, the environmental issues as well. We just can't have anybody going in and felling trees. Because they have to understand the topography and the land We don't want someone just taking a dozer in there and knocking down trees without realizing the other harms that they could do.
Senator Hueso.
We did pass last year a bill having to do with biomass that was directed at trying to clean up some of that dead material and biomass. I mean, they're going to do something in terms of helping. They're not going to fix the entire problem, but they're going to be part of the formula.
But aren't some of these monuments, some of these areas in San Diego County, and you have those big fires you had there, right?
But our monuments in San Diego, for example, our monuments, Cabrillo doesn't have dead trees, or the ones in the desert don't also have dead pines. We're talking more of the redwood and Yosemite.
Where were the fires in San Diego? Bill's been moved. Anything further on the close? Anything further? You did a great job, by the way. Very impressive.
With all due respect, you will see another bill coming through on a biomass and a geothermal. So get ready. There's a lot of mine.
Geothermal. Nobody here in this committee cares about geothermal.
Oh.
Secretary, call the roll.
Oh. The motion is be adopted. Senators Hertzberg.
Aye.
Hertzberg, aye. Stone. Stone, no. Allen. Aye. Allen, aye. Atkins. Aye. Atkins, aye. Hueso. Aye. Hueso, aye. Jackson. Aye. Jackson, aye. Monning. Aye. Monning, aye. Stern. Vidak. No. Vidak, no. So it's out 6-1?
6-2. 6-2. Measures out. Meeting adjourned. Thank you very much. Great job.
Good job, Your Honor.